And now 2016 presidential politics. We begin the week with more reports about Vice President Joe Biden's intentions. Will he or won't he enter the presidential race? We may learn this week. The Boston Globe's political reporter, James Pendle, is on the campaign trail in New Hampshire and joins us this morning as usual on Monday. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Bob.
Do Biden backers in New Hampshire believe he's getting in, and have they prepared a campaign infrastructure for him in New Hampshire? Should he?
Well, that's actually a really easy question to answer because there are only a handful of Biden backers to talk to. That's all he has. No, he has no political infrastructure pretty much whatsoever. He has some people who say they're interested in him running. It's easy for you to sign a pledge that says, run, Biden, run. The next pledge, I will support you, Joe, I will support you, is a much harder thing to pull off. We are really late in the game here. We're 4 months away. You know, Hillary Clinton has 10 offices, almost 60 staffers. Bernie Sanders has got almost parity to that. And there's really no one sitting there saying, we are going to build this amazing grassroots campaign in all 10 counties in New Hampshire. It's just not happening.
Is it possible that it could happen, given that there's only 4 months left?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have something put together. The question is whether or not he's going to be able to compete. That is one of the reasons why I think it's interesting when he started talking about this openly, well, his aide started talking about this openly in August, that they would skip Iowa and New Hampshire and begin in South Carolina. But the picture there is also very complicated for Joe Biden.
All right. On the other side, what do you hear from Clinton and Sanders supporters in New Hampshire about a Biden candidacy? Are they at all worried about it?
Well, the Clinton campaign is worried about it. This is really just about math. If you look at the polling, the question about whether or not Joe Biden is the anti-Hillary candidate or Joe Biden's another establishment candidate is pretty well known at this point. He is an establishment candidate. He does take away from Hillary Clinton. The moment Joe Biden decides he will not run for president, Hillary Clinton will see her leads grow dramatically, particularly in New Hampshire, where she's frankly struggled in the last couple of months. Clearly, the Bernie Sanders people love the idea that Joe Biden's going to get in this race. And at the same time, and you're seeing it passionately on the ground, you know, Hillary Clinton supporters say, I love the guy. It's just not going to happen.
Well, given what you hear from activists in all these campaigns and the Biden backers who don't yet have a candidate, what's your gut tell you? Is Joe Biden going to get into the 2016 contest?
Logically, he should not. This is not a way to go out politically. It's a very hard path for him to even get the nomination, much less him win the presidency. And it's better for him to go out on this high of a great, you know, run in the Senate and great 8 years as vice president.
All right. A question on an event that might overshadow the entire race this week. Hillary Clinton appearing before the House Select Committee on Benghazi on Thursday. Is that issue getting much traction in New Hampshire?
No, it's not. We just had some polling out, the Boston Globe and Suffolk that came out, Suffolk University that came out on Friday, and it showed that overwhelmingly Democrats anyway don't really care. Almost over 60% say this email issue doesn't really matter. Of course, we're talking about Benghazi. The email issue came out of this Benghazi committee. If she messes up, it's going to be a huge deal. Let's be honest. But right now, it is not. And so that's why, you know, Thursday is probably the most important day in her campaign. If she gets through it and it's fine, it's going to be fine. If she doesn't, then I guess we'll be talking about Joe Biden again on Monday.
Boston Globe political reporter James Pendle on the campaign trail in New Hampshire is speaking with us as usual on Mondays during this campaign. Thanks a lot for this conversation, James.
Thank you.